A special committee formed earlier this year to identify ways to improve relations between the police and the community in one Western Massachusetts city may continue its work in 2018. The Springfield Police Community Relations Committee held meetings this year in each of the city's eight wards to listen to what residents had to say about the Springfield Police Department. It also solicited opinions through an online survey. 95 people filled out the questionnaire at one of the committee's meetings. 235 people filled out the online survey. While declining to release the survey results, committee member Matthew Forte, a former director of Police Academy training in Essex County, New Jersey, said the residents of Springfield think very highly of their police officers.
They think that they're professional. They think that they're courteous. They think that they help them with their problems. That's the general predominant view.
The questionnaire, written by Forte, asked people about their interactions with police officers, how they feel generally about public safety in the city, and specifically about crime and other concerns in their own neighborhoods.
In any municipal police department, crime fighting, if you will, law enforcement more specifically, is only 10 to 25% of what an officer does. The rest of it is service-oriented stuff. So that if there's trash that's been dumped in a vacant lot or lights are out on a street making residents wary of walking down that street at night, things of that sort, those issues bother residents, especially residents who live in not a high crime area, where obviously the high crime area concerns are drugs or guns or things of that sort. But in non-high crime areas, the quality of life issues take precedence.
Pointing out that 73% of the people who filled out the questionnaire said they are white, committee member Yolanda Cancel said the group should have been proactive in soliciting opinions from the city's minority communities.
Where the law enforcement affects these sort of residents, they didn't come out to these meetings. So I felt that any data that we put in it was pretty much flawed.
Springfield City Council President Orlando Ramos created the 15-member ad hoc committee and said he's looking forward to its recommendations.
The committee did a great job of going out there and talking to residents and seeking input from residents about what they feel are the pressing issues that are affecting our police department and how we can improve police community relations in the city. I'm very satisfied with the job that they've done so far, and I'm looking forward to their final report.
The committee had been expected to produce a final report this week, but it's been delayed as committee members continue informal discussions about what should be included. Ramos, who will formally be reelected by his colleagues on January 1, 2018, to a second one-year term as council president, said he may renew the committee for another year.
Sure. If that's one of the recommendations that comes out of this committee, I will certainly take that into consideration and strongly consider it for next year.
The committee's made up of community activists, small business owners, a Springfield police detective, and an assistant prosecutor from the Hamden District Attorney's Office. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and Police Commissioner John Barbieri declined invitations to appoint representatives to the committee. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.